And away we go. Day two of Tua Talk. Tua Talk. Tua Talk. 248-539-9797. Let's go. Is that Bogey like, and Wojo.
Is that like Detroit's version of TED Talk now?
TED? Oh,
Tua
sure.
Talk?
Yeah.
What is TED Talk? I don't even know what it means, but I've heard of it.
TED Talk?
I'm
not really sure.
TED Talk. I've heard that a million different times recently.
You know what sucks? It sucks that we're not in New York. And I know the crazy Italian was bent out of what the Giants did hiring their coach.
Mm-hmm.
They hired Judge Judy or whatever his name is. Joe Judge Judy, whatever. How come we don't get a crazy, crazy, crazy hire like that to go crazy about?
The ironic thing is, too,
yeah,
the Giants organization trolled Mike so much
mm-hmm.
that they made sure that Matt Rhule got the same exact contract in Carolina that Mike just signed a couple of years ago here.
Oh, no,
Seven years, $60 million.
Oh, my God.
Incentives to get to $70 million. I know.
You know we can hear you, right?
The ultimate troll job. I know.
Unbelievable. Mm. Now, we can get to some of that big piston stuff later. Blake Griffin went under the knife, but not the full surgery, but... Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Hey, now, we'll be on the Drummond Trade Watch. Don't worry about that.
Wasn't there a doctor that ended up quote tweeting the Griffin thing? I believe just to give some added, detail about it. It sounded like he was describing what Robert Kraft got when he went to visit the little massage place. Oh, yeah.
They just cleaned it up?
Dr. David J. Chow. In layman's terms.
No,
said,
he's the big NFL doctor that always tweets, yeah.
He said it was, quote, a cleanup or, quote, oil, lube, and tune-up for Blake Griffin.
Whoa.
So hopefully he has a happy ending and he can get back out in the court.
Was anything done to his pistons? You know what I mean? Right?
Word on the street is they're still firing.
How many cylinders is he firing on? Hello. Hello? Why? No, we're not starting with this. No, we're just the news of the day out.
They say a V6 is not nearly as powerful as a V8.
No, that's true.
So, and a four-cylinder,
they barely move.
Exactly.
Or,
yeah.
You look like somebody, Bogey, who'd be driving around in one of those little smart cars. Little tiny things.
Little boxes.
They're like on the freeway. Do you see them moving along? You're like, dude... You're like driving a refrigerator carton down the street. Whatever. We're not going to get into smart cars either. Whatever they're called.
In all seriousness,
yeah. No, I wouldn't fit in one. No, I wouldn't.
How did you know? God, come on.
Because I know I wouldn't.
At least let me deliver it.
No, absolutely not.
You took that away from me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's the Bogey and Wojo show. Now we're leading you up to Red Wings, I believe, at 7:10. Is that correct?
Big game.
All right.
Against the Habs down at LCA.
Exactly. We'll get you there in just a little bit. But you did want to continue with your boy.
Don't blame it on me.
No, it's your boy, okay? This is your guy, Tua Tagovailoa, or however you end up trying to pronounce it, okay?
Tua Tagovailoa.
You are so convinced that Tua is going to be this superstar, this transcendent talent. He's going to be better than Russell Wilson. I mean, the things that are coming out of your mouth, it's a lot.
Well, you don't get a transcendent star, generally speaking, in the NFL, unless you take a chance on trying to get one. Either moving up in the draft. We already went through Hatchett's research yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Every top 10 quarterback, except three in the last 10 years, were moved up to get. So people take chances. You had to take a chance on a Lamar Jackson, something like that. I mean, the really smart franchises, they'd take a chance on a tight end in the first round. okay, my argument might have gone astray there.
Swing and a miss there.
Yeah, okay. But no, the only way you can get it. So here's my thought, okay? And it's not the exact same thing we talked about yesterday, but it is true that, like, nationally, people have, like, after the Black Monday or whatever, everybody getting fired and getting hired, people have now woken up and gone, whoa, the Detroit Lions kind of control the draft now, right? I know a lot of time, who knows, maybe in 2 months, Tua will be rated higher than Joe Burrow. I don't know, maybe. So all of a sudden it's dawned on people, whoa, 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 Tua, Lions, Stafford, whoa, what the hell are they going to do? And we're here to help them. So here's my thought. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. And other people have these, like Bart Scott, the former the NFL player on radio now, has a very interesting comment. Here's my thought. I'm pro Tua. Just because you don't get a chance at guys like this very often. I'm assuming the medicals will check out. If they don't, then I'm not pro Tua anymore, but I'm assuming they will. If you say no, if you just flat out say no, you say you are a dumbass. This is the only time ever I'll agree with Bogey. He's right on this one.
We got a lot of those last time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You don't waste it on Tua. If you're taking that stance, I want to know what the main reason is why. One reason. And if you just want to say, well, it's the Lions. He'll end up being bad here. Okay, I think that's lame. If you want to say his injury history, if you want to say they should draft defense instead, if you want to say, what are you going to do with Stafford? Whatever you want to say, if you say you don't like lefties, because there are none right now in the NFL. If you want to say any of those, I will listen to you. But I want to know what the hell is keeping you namby-pambies sitting there with your panties in a bunch. What is it? What is yours if you had to pick one?
The phone
number, had to pick one.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. We have the ticket text pulled up, ready to go at 97136. For me, it's very, very easy, okay?
Yeah.
And I mean, this isn't going to shock you. This isn't going to wow you. You're actually, in fact, going to be like, yeah, that makes sense for you.
This is your one. Your one holdback.
I am a terrified little bitch about every single time Tua is going to get tackled. Every single time Tua is going to have a 320-pound lineman roll his fat and muscle all over him and press him into the field. I will be sitting there going, no, not Tua!
You're going to go running on the field and clutch Tua to your bosom. I'm sorry, we put you through this.
My heart will skip a beat every time that Aaron Donald is within like a yard and a half of him.
Okay.
Seriously.
Because of he's had a few injuries, although
the ankle injury is not so much.
Not debilitating as you think. He started 22 straight games for Alabama.
The hip injury and surgery to me is one that it doesn't happen all that often. And when it comes to a hip, they're very hard to predict as you know,
it doesn't happen that often, so there's not a big sample size of how hard
it
is to predict.
Once you have it go, I would assume it's pretty darn likely that you know it could potentially happen again if you land in
the
same way.
Isn't that the same of almost any injury?
I agree.
Injured body part?
I agree.
And let me ask you this. Don't you get all squeamish and namby-pambyish and scared every time you see Stafford get hit? Whoa! They hit him in the back. Whoa!
No, because
he lowered his head. Whoa!
Well, Stafford,
you don't do the same?
Stafford's never won anything here. So, like, I don't
Neither
view
is Tua.
It. I agree. I don't view it as this big loss if they ended up, you know, if he got hurt or something. I mean, he's a warrior. Don't get me wrong. And I would feel bad.
Oh,
if
so you're viewing
his career
the
ended,
investment
but,
more significant with the number three pick
yeah,
versus.
Yeah. I mean, not to mention, okay, you're so sure on Tua, right? At number three for the Lions.
No, I'm just sure. I'm not sure he's going to be a star. I'm sure.
On the risk.
You can't pass up the possibility.
Okay.
Because I don't buy the Okuda necessarily being an impact star Ohio State guy.
Let me ask you this then, okay? And again, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Where do you stand on it? And if you don't want Tua at three, what is the number one reason why? Let me ask you. Do you think that Tua Tagovailoa is going to have a better NFL career than what Matthew Stafford has done here in Detroit?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Based on, not statistically, but see, that's outdated. Based on what today's NFL is, I do think the Stafford, as we've said before, style is outdated. And guys like Tua,
it's like your TV setup at home.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And guys like Tua, and I'm not just putting him in, I'm not saying he's Lamar Jackson or whatever, but you got to be more accurate on the run, running either way, got to be more mobile. You just got to be now, and you say, oh, wait a minute, that's just a phase. Defenses. Well, no, even defenses are faster and better now that you really, the days of, I mean, we knew Tom Brady was going to get old anyhow, but when the fact that he is largely immobile and cannot, you know,
crippled them.
And yeah, I mean, it did. So,
which is why it was so obvious to me that the Titans were going to ram them on Saturday. God.
Ram them. They beat them by one. Don't count that last touchdown.
Oh, it was a ram job.
Oh, God.
Wait,
so,
what?
So that's my answer, along of saying statistically he's not going to throw for 5,000 a year or whatever, but he is going to make a bigger impact. You have to have that guy. Who is not going to have that guy going forward and be considered good? Who?
Look,
the Patriots are moving on from that. I mean,
yeah.
If he becomes like a Russell Wilson type.
Done.
And,
yeah.
And speaking of Drew Brees. Thank you, little namby-pamby. Speaking of Drew Brees, somebody's like, you know, once they have that injury, everybody passed on Drew Brees because his shoulder was falling off.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted him. Nobody would trade for him and take him. And he went on to become one of the most prolific passers of all. And the same namby-pambies were sitting on the right. Who turned him down? Nick Saban in Miami, right? Mm-hmm. With the Dolphins. Nah, his shoulder looks really bad.
See, but I think if Dak Prescott has taught us one thing this past season, it's that the hip has a heck of a lot more to do with throwing the football than the shoulder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I
want to see that move in a game, for God's sake.
I want to see you try and do that.
That'd yeah, hello.
All right, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. If you're not on the Tua train, as Woj is likes to call it already, we already have a name for it, okay?
Yeah, the Lion.
If you're not on board with the Lions taking him at three, what's your one reason? You get to pick one.
You
okay?
get to pick one.
Point at one. The big red flag. Nope, I'm not doing it. I don't want the Lions to make that decision.
The one main one.
Exactly.
Because the Tua train is going to be leaving the station soon enough. And if you ain't on it, you ain't getting on it. All right?
Is that the same thing with our teams here? If you're not on the train right now, you can't get on.
Yeah, you got to stick with them through thick and thin.
I disagree with that.